episode 986, It's Probably God.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary weekend. Today it's Confession Day, and yes, we're going to let it all hang out. Okay, ultimately, only what should be hanging out, because it's probably God. We're going to go deep here. It's going to take a totally different turn and twist. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when the noise of the day settles down, it's probably God. With a brief heart hug to keep you motivated, it's probably God. You know, my kiddos were talking one day, and one of them just blurted out, "It's probably God." And it kind of caught us all off guard. We stopped to think, well, it could very well be God. Who are we to say, but believe? It's probably God. Yes, this brief moment, this little statement that was made by my child was, "It's probably God," got us really thinking. And as we were thinking about it, and other things would come up through the day or that evening, and then the next day would follow, and the next day would follow, we found ourselves going back to somewhat jokingly, I mean, come on, it's confession day. So we were kind of joking, well, it's probably God. You know, if we hear a sound or a creak in the closet, oh, it's probably God. Or if we hear like a rumble from behind in a dark alley or something, it's probably God. But then maybe it's just sitting on the couch. And you just have this warm feeling. No one else is around. It's just you. It's probably God. How would your life and perspective change if you responded, it's probably God? My children and I were talking, and we began to have these conversations a little bit deeper. And I love it, because if you were to sit in at our actual dining room table and eat dinner with us, you would sit there and go, and they're talking about that. We talk about everything. And I mean everything. Nothing is untouchable. We talk about it. We want our kids to have a discussion, even if it makes us as a parent feel uncomfortable. We want them to come to us. We don't want them to go to Wikipedia. We don't want them to go to Google. We don't need them to go to their friends or wherever else they may go. We want them to come to us. And so when this whole blurted statement came out, it's probably God, at first it was kind of, yes, a little joke. We were like, oh yeah, it's probably God. You know, I can remember too, somebody ate the last of something in the pantry. And my little Einstein, Noah, said, well, it's probably God, Mom. He's got that really low voice. And so when he really wants to put that like on his announcing voice, he lowers it. It's probably God. And we would joke about it. But from the heart, it made us stop and think. It made us stop and wonder that could God really be a part of our lives, and that in sync with what we do on a day-to-day basis, moment by moment, him being in there in everything. Like when you put on your makeup and you're looking, and you're going, oh my gosh, I found a gray hair. Or you're trying to put on that eyeliner. Okay, guys, don't try to put on your eyeliner. But women, when you're putting on that eyeliner, you're going, oh my gosh, I never saw that. You know, maybe that's God creating what? Wisdom within you. He gave you that mark for a reason. It's probably God. Well, my tickle story continues. We had to go out shopping late last night, and my daughter was like, Mom, I need a bra. I'm like, are you serious? Okay, I know we all need bras, but she needed a special bra because she was wearing a particular outfit today, and the one that she had broke, and she did not have time in her schedule to go get it. And I said, okay, I'm going to be the good mom. And my youngest little Grayson chimes in, Mom, I'll go with you. I can ride. And I said, fine, let's go. So 8:30, 8:35 at night, we're going off to Target to go get the bra, because we need the bra. And so we're just driving, we're doing our thing. We get there, you know, it's about a 20-minute drive to get to where we need to be. So it's quite a round trip. But we get there, we find the bra that we need, we get it, and we're out the door. I mean, it was all like of maybe 2.5 minutes. Seriously, it was that fast. We were in and out. It was late. And so we're driving back in the car, and it's really, really, really dark. And we're looking at the stars and seeing what the sky is doing and talking about, you know, it's raining. And, you know, Grayson was telling me about his day and how things are working and his friends. We were sharing family stories and all of that. And then all of a sudden he says, well, it's probably God. And I paused for a moment and I was like, you know what? You guys talk about that and you kind of use it as like, oh, it's in kind of in fun, right? In gesture. But if you really think about it, what if it is God? And so we got into this deep conversation. It's bad when us as parents, we tend to discredit our children. They're too young. They won't understand. They don't get it. You know, they just don't know, or they can't see the whole picture. When ultimately, they maybe see more than what we give them credit for. We're told in Matthew 18, verse 3, Jesus says, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. There's something about a childlike heart. It's probably God. And all these little statements that my babies would make, and yes, I call them babies, even though they're 21 to 13, they're still always, they will always be my babies. But really thinking about what they said and taking it to my heart and going, what if I did look at every situation? When I got up and was running late one morning, it's probably God. Maybe I'm supposed to be late. He's intervening for some reason. Maybe I don't know, but if I think it's God and I'm looking, maybe I'll see the God wink. Maybe I'll feel his presence. Maybe I'll hear his voice. And maybe I'll even feel his touch. But we won't know unless if we what believe. And that all comes from entering your day with a childlike heart. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to enter your day with a childlike heart. You need to walk by faith. Our children walk by faith every single day. You know, there's something about it. They get up and you tell them that this is what you're supposed to do and they do it. Why? Because they trust you. You've earned their trust. And somehow they just believe even without seeing it. They just know that if I do this, then this is going to happen. Well, how would that change our life? If we knew that God was intertwined in our life every moment in every way. Not just when we needed him or when we thought he needed to intervene because we like control. We only need to call on him in times of struggles and troubles. But God says, I don't want to be there just for that. I want to be there and I want to celebrate with you. I want to be there for the parties. I want to be there when you're down and out, when you're struggling with a math problem. I want to be there when you're taking a test. I want to be there. So as my son went off to school this morning, he was worried about his test that he had coming up. He says, Mom, I know I did really well in social studies, but I've got my math test. And it was a long one, so it's a 2-day math test. He goes, I got to finish it. And I said, honey, you'll do well. And he goes, I know I will because, you know, it's probably God. He's with me. And on the bus he goes. What we can learn from our children. You know, come on, parents, we kind of get a little too stuffy. And yes, we have responsibilities. Yes, we have duties. Yes, we must take care of what needs to be done. Yes, we have to get up and pay the bills and go to work and all of this. But what would happen if you would actually intertwine God in your everyday and enter your day with a childlike heart? Walk by faith. Let's break that down. It's pretty simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. Simply speak. Simply act. Simply believe. it's probably God. If you were to address every situation in your life that way, how do you think it would change? I really want you to put yourself in a situation. One that comes to mind is road rage. I was having a conversation with a stranger. I don't remember who it was, never met her. And somehow we got talking about this road rage and how, you know, her son was driving, and when they were driving, this guy was cutting off. It was all over the highway and actually caught her son's bumper and ripped off the whole front bumper. Well, luckily the son got the license plate and he did report it to the police and they did get the guy. And yes, it was road rage. But, you know, you look at all of that and you think, you know, how could you change things around? When you're in a situation like that, would things have turned and gone the wrong way if you hadn't had God on your mind and in your heart? Think about it. Simply speak, simply act, simply believe. It's probably God. I know for me, it's not an easy thing. Because we want to know what's possible. We always want to know what's going to happen. But God says nothing is impossible. It's not about what you think you can do, but it's a matter of fact of what I can do. I, the Almighty, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And my kids really opened my eyes to that again. And I'm not one who strays much. I try to keep God really close to me. But I'm not perfect, and I can get wrapped up in selling the house and inspections and contracts and appraisals, and I can get wrapped up in school activities and volunteer work and church, and I can get wrapped up in Facebook feeds and Instagram stories, all of it. But I need to be wrapped up in God because he's knocking on the door. How would your life change? How would your perspective shift if it's probably God? Maybe you want some help with that. Click on the link, Take Aim. It's hard parenting. It's hard work. It is a full-time job, and however many kids you have, that's how many full-time jobs you have, because each one of them takes a different amount of energy and a different focus and a different mindset. I would love to come beside you and help you with that. If you want some help with that, click on the link, Take Aim. It's a free gift from me to you. It's a coaching call. Maybe you've never worked with a coach before. Well, number one, know that I do not bite. And what you hear right now is what you're going to hear. Yes, you will actually be talking to me. That's usually the first thing people say. Oh my gosh, it's really you. Yes, and it's probably God. And I pray every single time. I'm like, Lord, be with me in this conversation. Because it's not my words, it's his. It's his doing. It's not mine. I simply try to be his feet the best that I can. I take it one day at a time. Why? Because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Maybe you need help with that one step, that next step. Click on the link, Take Aim, and let's chat. Maybe God's tugging on your heart. I really didn't know what to name this episode, so I named it, It's Probably God. Wouldn't that kind of freak you out if God was at your front door and rang your doorbell and there he stood? And then your little text message goes off and you look at it and it says, it's me, God. And in your Instagram story, it's a story about how God sent his son to die on the cross for you. It's me, God. God wants to be a part of your life. And maybe you've been running from him. Maybe you've been lost a little bit. Maybe you needed a little childlike story, a confession of saying, yeah, I don't have it all right. And I do try to do things all on my own. That's me. I do it all the time. As much as I try to stay close to him, I am guilty. Because what? Mama knows best. But mama doesn't know best over God. So take a moment today, and as things happen in your day, enter it with a childlike heart. Walk by faith. Instead of trying to find those brick walls and justifying everything, simply step back and say, it's probably God. And see how you feel then. See how you simply speak, simply act, simply believe. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.